Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year, and you know what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? Does anybody hear me in the chat room? I don't hear any audio, and I don't know if we lost Cherry or not.
Paul, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Was it just me, or?
I don't know. Anyway, let me start over and say, welcome, Survivor fans. I was talking. I don't know if you couldn't hear me or if everybody couldn't hear me. Welcome, Survivor fans, to our Survivor Caramel Roundtable show here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight is March 7th, 2013, and tonight will be our last show before daylight savings time. I just want to announce also that our guest host tonight will be Brandon Hance. Our regular host, Travis Bubba Sampson, will not be with us tonight. He had to work tonight and will not be here, but we were able to get our rocking special guest host, Brandon Hance, to join us, and I'm so excited. He is currently on Survivor Caramon and has also been on Survivor Philippines, so I'm so anxious to find out what he's going to say about last night's episode. How about you, Paul?
The Conqueror has agreed to come on with us tonight.
I can't wait to find out what he's up to and what he has to say about what's going on Survivor Caramon. Let's bring him on up with us. Mary, David, and Brandon. How are you?
We're good.
Brandon, how are you, honey?
Currently taking a dump.
Shut up!
I'm just telling you the truth. For all the Survivor fans out there, I'm taking a dump. Up at the top.
Oh, fuck! No way! Holy crap. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, my daughter, like, threw her hands inside my new, brand spanking new flat screen I just brought inside the door.
Oh. Is it okay?
The flat screen's okay. I haven't checked on her yet.
I wouldn't check on her yet, neither. That way, if I knew, I might need to kill her or not.
What's going on, guys? Let's talk.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear from Brandon. How have you been since we spoke with you last?
Same old, I guess.
Same old, same old. Well, we certainly appreciate you calling in and filling in for Travis tonight. It's always good to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And how is Mrs. Brandon? We know that she's expecting, and it won't be long now. So how's she doing?
She's getting nice and chubby.
Getting round?
Yeah, getting rounder. But I love it, though.
Well, of course.
My baby fat won't go away. Hers will.
Well, so what did you think about last night's episode?
It was pretty good. I enjoyed watching myself once again.
Well, of course. What do your kids think when they see you on TV?
They kind of don't think much of it. Kind of like I don't think much of it. It's just, we just watch, laugh, cry together. That's pretty much it.
So far, have they given you a good edit? I mean, a true edit?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, everybody else, what do y'all think? That's the question. What
I
do you guys think?
You. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, pretty awesome guy in general, so yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so another question. Philip approaches you with the new name Conqueror because you conquer every challenge you go in. You didn't buy that story, did you?
Did it look like I bought the story?
Uh-uh. I was just making sure. No, because you were like, you know, I know that you know he's just playing you.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not that good of an actor. But, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, I don't know, Philip is Philip, you know? And at that point, I was like, I've worked 8 days to get this guy to do this, and if he thinks for a second that, you know, it's just, I knew he was acting retarded. And you can tell, no matter what, you can tell you're on the outs all the time, whether they try to talk sweet to you or not. So I was at that point, I was just like, play along with it.
So
pretty much it.
So right now, what do you feel like your strategy is on the show right now? As you're out there, what is your strategy in the game?
At this point in time, I'm thinking probably not gonna happen. But let's win challenges. That's pretty much it.
Just get those challenges won, and
because
pretty much you have to win the challenge in order to make it.
Eric and Brenda.
We're all doing the same. Me, Eric, and Brenda are all on the same page.
I know, but do you think that y'all can pull anybody in at this point?
Oh no, they're all kind of. It's kind of like my tribe on South Pacific. We were all brainwashed. It's not that they're even brainwashed, it's just their stupidity is pretty much it.
So you know you can't pull nobody in. You don't even think you can pull Malcolm and what's her name in?
Denise. Oh, not Denise.
Yeah, there's no way.
No way. Phillip's got everybody completely brainwashed.
Yeah, he just...
What is it with those pink underwear?
I don't know. They're hypnotizing, I guess. Yeah. I can't say he has a small package, though.
So at this point in the game, you know, you're on two different parts of the island or whatever, you versus the fans. Do you have you gotten to speak to any of them?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
'Cause, you know, I know that the camera keeps rolling, even, you know, they don't show everything, so I thought maybe at challenges you can get to know each other.
No.
No?
That's game mode there, ain't it?
Yeah, there's no, there is no fraternization.
Where you headed?
I love you, man. My dad just left my house.
Aww,
hey, you bringing Benjamin and Lily with y'all?
Bye, Sean.
So,
y'all are going shopping.
Yes, we are. We're leaving right now.
What time is it?
We're leaving right now.
Okay, we'll leave now.
All right, we'll leave.
So
get
I,
out of my house.
I better see all their clothes, Brandon.
Bye.
Do you know Elijah's size for a suit?
Yeah.
Brandon, I don't want you picking the kids up at
12
o'clock.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
All right, bye.
Life of being the daddy.
I just bought a new bed. Anybody realize the beds are expensive?
I do. I'm having to buy new ones myself since ours just all burnt. So
that is pathetic, man. That's like $2,000 on a bed. That's a small vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, we priced them. And
so what I did was I went to a Western guy who handcrafts them, and I got this huge-ass, king-size, thick-ass pine wood, big old bed. And then I bought some pillow-top mattresses, so it's comfy as shit.
Wow. There you go. Now you can make more babies.
No,
it starts tonight.
Huh? He's 21, got six kids already. He needs to stop.
No, I think it's going to be me and Candace are breaking this nice pine wood in tonight. She's shaking her head yes, because she realizes that I have the body of a Greek god. So, yeah, she'll tell you right now. Here you go.
My husband has the body of a Greek god.
Boom.
Hey,
you don't have to
do radio.
You don't have to do what he tells you to do. Sometimes,
hey, you be quiet. Just because you're whipped doesn't mean I've got to be, son.
No, I ain't whipped. I've been in it 17 years. I know when to shut up.
Yeah. I'm catching up to you, buddy. Quickly. No,
Paul can work out a clip out of that, and we can just have it ready whenever you come on.
Oh, that's perfect. Let's do that.
That's the body of a Greek god. Okay.
Hey, why is everybody laughing? This is a true story. Do y'all realize that?
Well, we've seen you. We've seen you, okay? I don't know about the Greek god part.
Hey. You're just jealous, boy. You're just jealous.
No, I believe you need to take her to get some glasses.
You're jacked up for that, son. Well, what's going on? Let's get back on track. I'm sorry. I'm always getting off track.
Okay,
Brandon, the Greek god killed the challenge. You flew across those steps. That was impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a beast. That's what I do.
You are so full of yourself.
Hey, that is a good quality.
Okay, if you say so.
I think it's a good quality. Anybody else, man?
No, but
I think it makes you endearing.
I think it's
some
a typical guy thing. At that age.
Brandon, some pretty physical guys will fall flat on their face.
Well, this is what I do as a human being. I win stuff. You know what I mean? You got to realize that I was made to be amazing. Just throwing that out there.
You're saying that you practice running on plank support floating in the water. I mean, I'm trying to give you props, man. That was very impressive.
People don't understand, dude. I was a state champion wrestler. I was a state champion boxer. I did every sport 150,000%. That was, you know, giving all credit to God and my dad for that matter. But, you know, I'm a small stature dude, and people think that, you know, oh, he's a little guy, you know, until they lock up with me and then it's over, son.
Well, you weren't a little guy when Cha-Cha showed up, though. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's not saying much, though. Ta-Ta was pretty. Ta-Ta was awesome, though. Yeah, I didn't realize this, but remember the buff he was wearing? And it pissed me off that they didn't show it, but the buff that Ta-Ta was wearing, I gave it to him. Nobody else wanted to give their buff away, and I gave Ta-Ta my buff.
Aww.
So that he could take it back to his little village and show everybody he was on. Show everybody he was. He got to hang out with the survivors. So,
was the rice really that much better, smoked in bamboo?
Look, guys, rice sucks either way.
But I don't eat rice, period. But I figured maybe I might try it in a bamboo.
No, that kind of rice, dirty rice and Cajun rice and stuff I grew up on is wonderful. Yes, Candace.
Going to Kohl's.
That's how you say. You say yes, ma'am. Going to Kohl's.
I'm ignoring you.
Don't let me
all
talk
right
to her.
So what's up? Let's talk more Survivor and less how amazing I am.
We better
so
get back to
what
Survivor.
What did you think of last night's episode? They started off with, of course, Philip telling everybody, you know, what their names were and that the name was, their group name was Stealth R Us. And then the Bushmen came, you know, they did the challenge, and the reward was going to be getting the Bushman to come in, and they were going to win chicken, vegetables, and all kinds of food, and the Bushman would come in and cook it for them and show them how to basically live off the land and how to, you know, do some things there that they weren't doing out there, you know, such as cooking the rice and the bamboo and that kind of thing.
And he picks up their shelter.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was a showman as
that
well.
That guy was a true jungleman. He had no idea what the hell he was doing on TV. He just thought he was going to show people how to live in the jungle. That's it. He was the real deal. Mad props to Ta-Ta. I called him Toto out there. And he liked it. They didn't show that either. But I called him Toto, you know. I think it was really kind of disrespectful of Malcolm to call him the Golem of the Philippines. That was, you know, that little guy's never seen a dentist or never seen really, you know, any hospital or anything like that. He's just lived in the jungle, and to call him something that creepy as Golem. He was such a sweet and kind guy, and he fed our fat asses, you know, so that didn't sit well with me. It might have sit well with other people, but I say let's make fun of people who deserve it, like Philip, instead of somebody who's so innocent, like little Ta-Ta, you know?
Well, what did you think about Shamar yelling, you know, that's what I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about, when they didn't win?
Yeah, I thought that was funny. That was pretty hilarious. But
Brandon, did you actually hear that during the challenge, or did you just see it during the edit of live?
No, we heard, all of us heard it. We all looked at it and went, what are you talking about, dude? It's kind of embarrassing, but number one, it wasn't that physical of a challenge to be freaking out like that, okay? It's like we just, you know, it's like it was everybody all together. There was no intensity in that challenge whatsoever. It was like balance and more, you had to be calm. It wasn't so all freaked out. So he must have been really, really, really pumped up to lose or something, because there was no reason to be freaking out that bad. Like, whenever I'm in a challenge and I get intense because it's a physical challenge. I'm intense in everything that I do, but something that you had to be poised, you had to keep composure, you couldn't breathe one way or we'd all fall one way. It was really like a
really chill challenge, and more on how to place your bodies than let's, you know, get all pumped up and smack the water and, yeah, we just outbalance you, you know, freaking out kind of. But that's just my opinion. Anyways, it was
pretty really
weird.
Strange, I thought.
It was really strange. It was like very, it was awkward in the fact that they lost, and then awkward in the fact that it was unnecessarily, you know, unnecessarily loud and excited.
Okay, on this part, I'm going to kind of see his side, because the way I saw it is he laid down and let everybody stand on him, guys.
Because he knew he was too big.
Right.
Yeah, there's no reason why
Brandon,
you wouldn't do that.
You got to give him props for that, you know?
No, just still yeah.
I give him props for being, I give everyone out there props for being a survivor.
Okay. I don't give him props for bragging.
And as far as, that was like pretty much spit in our face, like you guys lost this time, but really we didn't. So
I think it made him look more like an idiot, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But I do
in
see
words,
his side. If he's on the bottom, he thought everybody could fit on top of him.
Well, they could have won if the BMX guy wouldn't have been scared to hop up or.
Yeah, it is a lot harder than it looks, guys. I mean,
it's always
you're out of breath. You're trying to get up your adrenaline. You know, a lot of people say adrenaline keeps you going. Sometimes your adrenaline stops you from producing the way that you're supposed to.
Yeah, sometimes
some people get
adrenaline.
Scared shitless and then they stop. Other people, they get scared and they, you know, fight back. So it just depends on how they take it. So, I mean, you got to remember a lot of aspects to everything you see on Survivor. It's not just, you know, one way. But, well, one thing I do want to say to Shamar, I love you. I respect you. I think it's very, very, very disrespectful the way that the people are talking about him being a Marine. Because nobody understands, not a damn person understands what that man went through in Iraq. And it is, people are getting so, it pisses me the fuck off, guys, when people can talk shit about our soldiers, our troops, and they're sitting at home watching a television show. It is absolutely, completely unacceptable and disrespectful, and I'll stand up to any little punk ass who wants to talk. I've never been in the military. I don't claim to be in the military. Absolutely not. But I respect every single troop out there. Every single one of them, because we get to eat, sleep, and be happy and be peaceful and not be getting our shit blown up everywhere because of those people and because of people like Shamar. Yes, they're crazy, but getting shot at is a little crazy. So, I mean, you got to think, Marines, you know, you got to think they're tough as nails, but some of them are a little off. I mean, I would be too if I had to watch people get blowed up all day. You know, if that was your job, I think it'd be a little weird too. So, of course, you know, he's dealing with a bunch of idiots on his tribe, straight up. That's the honest truth. That is the most discombobulated tribe I've ever seen on Survivor, ever. Ever. So
what do you
much
think is... Okay, what do you think...
Yeah, change subject.
My question is this. Fans keep getting beat. Keep getting beat.
They suck.
What is the key to them getting beat? Is it their discombobulation, or is it the favorites are better?
We're just better.
For real?
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. Name one of their guys other than Shamar that is stronger than any of us.
I think Reynolds is the biggest.
I think Reynolds is
the best player on the island.
I think that Reynolds is a baseball player and they haven't told us yet.
No, I think he's the best on the island. And I give Shamar real
balls. Balls. Reynolds is not the best player on the island. You're talking to the best player on the island. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. That shuts that down.
I think I'm talking to the best player on the island. Yes, I do. But
thank
I also
you.
Think that Reynolds is a good player. I think that he is one of the best fans.
Yes, I think he is the best fan. But
yes.
As far as strength is concerned, Shamar would like ate him for breakfast.
Right, as far as strength. But then...
Yeah.
Strength ain't going to get you that far if you don't got everything else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And like that's you true. Can be loving. I can love you to death, so that can get you far. But
I think,
you can also carry people along
David's
with you.
I think David's just a little sweet, and he thinks he looks good.
There ain't nothing sweet about me. I'm a little redneck hillbilly, honey. I jump on any of the big boys. And I was in the Army. I was in the Army. And as far as he goes, I give him all props for serving. And I know what it's all about going through.
Yeah,
but I can't
sure.
understand no Marine quitting. I mean, it's just not.
David, he didn't quit.
I ain't saying he quit. I ain't saying about his eye. He was hurt. I'm saying he had a. He should have had a better attitude to say, screw you, Reynolds, screw you.
Well, then you get on that island and tell me you're going to be all happy-go-lucky.
Thank you. David,
yes.
You are
oh,
a hypocrite,
yes.
my friend.
No, I ain't. You don't know me, honey.
Not what I do, because I went around the world with you, Dave. You didn't like all of it, honey.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't like it.
Okay,
and I know
how
like it
is. Survivor, I promise.
And I, well,
I love
water
this.
Water and
life
and fish. You don't like those things.
That's why. Yeah, that's exactly
yeah,
why.
Yeah, boy. You get him. You get him, Eric. You get him, son.
There ain't no getting it. I know what he went through, and it's the part that... He shouldn't have took it. I mean, he wasn't raised to take it. He was raised to be a leader. That's what gets me mad. He should have been the leader on it.
Well, David, you can't be a leader unless people allow you to.
No.
That's
no.
right.
Yes.
That's
yes,
right.
You can.
They were
no,
banded against him
no.
from the beginning.
The blonde-headed girl is running that island, and they already took control of Reynolds and the cool kids. They already got him out of
okay,
her.
Let Brandon talk.
He should have stepped up more is the only thing I'm saying.
Okay.
He should have stepped up more.
You can't do it if they don't let you.
I
oh,
think
yeah.
anyone who hasn't played the game should probably stop talking.
I don't know.
I know for sure. Because nobody,
okay,
I would never say, oh, hey, I think Amazing Race would be a walk in the park. I'd do this because I am legitimately practical. I don't think, oh, if you haven't done it, you really have no foot to stand on. So the guy is about 300 pounds. Scientifically, he has a harder time surviving out there right off the bat.
Hey.
So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. But I would love to have been on his tribe because if he would, on the other hand, if he would have ever, ever mouthed off to me, ever, it would have been problems. And I like that. I kind of like the drama, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like the drama. I just think he should have been more of a leader, just.
But I think had he been on your tribe that you wouldn't have outcasted him from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, because Terry, remember the very first show, it was like,
look,
we're the cool kids.
This and Twinkie should have went out of business, but does that matter? Does it even, do they think of me when they think, hey, we probably shouldn't sell out? No.
No, I don't think everybody thinks about Brandon.
Yes, they were the cool kids club. He thought so, anyway.
Uh-huh. All right, new
That's
subject.
What they called themselves, the Cool Kids Club.
Oh, yeah.
Not no more.
Yeah.
Nope.
They're getting knocked around a bit.
Yeah.
I still think Reynolds is going to give people problems
okay,
on the island.
New subject.
That's because you're sweet for him, David.
No, I can see that he's probably the best athlete.
No, sir. Not true. Sure. He
yes,
can throw a beanbag.
You are being mean to Brandon.
I'm saying what TV show. Well, Brandon's on a stacked team right now. He's got Malcolm. I mean, he don't. Reynolds is doing it all on his own.
Yeah, Malcolm's kind of surprising me because he's not showing me what he showed me last season, guys. What do you all think?
I think he's different than last season.
Yeah.
Well, he is because Phillip's in his head. But, I mean, they're stacked. You got Brandon. You got Malcolm. I mean, Phillip. He's old, but he's still a little bit there, and I think it's Reynolds against them.
Brandon, did you ever go out looking for an idol?
Yeah, earlier in the season, but it wasn't like a thorough search. It was kind of here and there, so I could see why they didn't show that. But
okay, so about everybody goes out looking, and it's not.
Yeah, but the people who stay out for hours, they get obviously airtime and stuff like that.
Everybody goes takes an extra crap to look for it.
Absolutely. You always keep your eye open. Yeah.
I do think one thing since Russell's season that they've made the idols.
A little
Russell
accessible.
Had to work for them. I mean, they made him go find them. Now, go stick your hand under a big tree and you're going to get it.
Yeah. Dude, I think I've never found one, so.
But you think they ain't really, really, really looked hard, though.
Yeah, no, I've only looked for maybe 30, 45 minutes, and then, you know, called it quits. Because after a while, that's really sketchy, Chad. If you get caught looking for an idol, you get that's pretty much screwing your
party on your back.
Yeah, you're on the out.
So at this point right now, nobody, like, okay, that you trust, that you talk to, you all have no idea that Malcolm has the idol?
No. Did I know that Corinne and Malcolm had the idol?
Right.
At this point.
No. There was everybody kind of had an idea because Malcolm never talked. Yeah, Malcolm. Everybody had an idea, but Malcolm, because Malcolm would never talk, and when he did talk, it was to Corinne. He was real quiet to himself. The only reason he's talking is because he's in front of camera. You know, he would never socialize very much. It would just be, you know, every once in a while, he was just to himself. He's a smart survivor.
Well,
for sure.
He kind of feels like he's a new kid because.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, and I don't know the actual reasons. I'm not him, but he's definitely. You find your dress more.
Y'all
mom and dad are getting married again, so we're looking
y'all,
for.
Christmas. Y'all didn't get to watch Malcolm at all, right? At all.
No, I'd never seen
Malcolm.
You were
on the island at this time.
You were shooting while he was showing, right?
Yeah, so it was a shock to everybody. We were like, who is this guy?
That was like the Beauty Queens with us, Dave, because they were not off the
When
season.
We was on a race,
yeah.
The Beauty Queens was on and nobody knew them.
They were,
yeah.
Everybody had watched us, but the Beauty Queens were still racing on TV, and they were on All-Stars with us. And nobody could believe it because everybody thought that Mary and David and the Beauty Queens wouldn't be on there because we're still on TV.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And with you all didn't have a chance to even see what Malcolm could do. So Malcolm's came in
but Malcolm's a totally different. Well,
he was a beast last year.
Last time he had to be because it come down to where it was just him and Denise. You know, they had to defend for themselves basically. This time Malcolm don't have to do nothing. He's got Brandon. He's got Philip. You know, he's got people on his side where he don't have to make. You know, be the power guy or make the big moves. He don't have to do it.
Yeah. Hey, who holds the record for the most weight carried on a man's back in Survivor
history? I think that's
you.
I think
Brandon.
I'm just saying. I'm just
Unless
throwing that
you
in want there.
To count the Marine this time. Because
well,
literally all those people were standing on his back.
That
well,
is
Brandon,
funny,
I
but
know
really,
you
when
you
get
like
down to scientifically. Yeah, I do. I really do because I think he's misunderstood like me in a lot of ways. In my last season, I was like that, and my heart goes out to him. Would I fight with Shamar and have disagreements? We'd probably be at each other's throats, but that's respect. Like, for a guy like me and Shamar to fight each other, not physically, but, like, verbally or even physically for that matter, we'd be showing each other respect by doing that. I look at that. No, really. I mean, people
okay. Also, I punched you in the face, buddy, because I respect you.
Well, no, it's
in a way.
Yeah, in a way, it's like, look, if you cower down, Shamar loses all respect he has for you. The worst thing that they did was listen to him. The worst thing that they did was bring him rice. That was their worst mistake. When you look a guy in the face and you tell him to shut his mouth, he would have told me to shut his mouth like he did Matt. I'd have been like, dude, well, why don't you come shut it for me? That kind of stuff, it earns his respect. You have to take respect if he's not going to give it to you, period.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes me so mad about him, the way he'd like to rise. He just, as a Marine, buddy, you don't do that.
No, that's disrespectful by all means. Trust me. That's what
that's
we would have problems.
Disrespectful to the women.
But as far as...
Mary won't bring me food. I bring her food.
My
well,
question was... What did Brandon think about him saying that, you know, okay, I'm not going to quit, but I want you guys, you know, you guys are going to have to bring me rice once a day. What are your thoughts on him saying that? What would you say if he told you that?
If he told me what? You cut off for a second there.
If he told you that he was going to stay on Survivor, but you're going to have to bring me rice once a day.
I'd say you might want to pack your buffs and everything else you got.
I would have probably brought him rice and threw it in his face.
That would have been a bad deal because you're about seven inches smaller than him. But that would have made you look so tough.
That don't mean nothing, Brandon. That don't mean nothing. You're a little guy,
you,
too,
David.
And you know how
I love you.
You're like a chihuahua, David. I'm like a diesel chihuahua, David.
Yeah.
I love you guys. This has been fun.
I jump into that pit bull stage, Joe.
Oh,
I just wondered what you would think, you know, what you, your thoughts were on him saying that, because he was already spending like 19 hours a day in the shelter.
Sleeping. Yeah, that would have been an issue. I would have done something about it, trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not far from confrontation, in ever. You know, sometimes I like to run to it, to be honest with you.
But I think that to me, you wouldn't say, buddy, you're a Marine. You should be doing this. You know, you are a Marine.
Did
fight for our country. You should be working around this camp, not as a Marine.
It would have never been Marine this, Marine that.
Right.
Like,
I think people need to stop talking about him being Marine, and he needs to straighten up because, oh, he was a Marine.
He's a man. I think he should have been a leader. I mean, that's just. I was in the Army. There's a lot of different people.
I think I should be president of the United States, but yet I don't have the vote.
There's people who lead and these people who follow. And like he said, I always had a leader. But daggone, when you're on an island and you went through all this and you've been through all this, I just think, and you're the big guy on campus.
Okay, forget it. Shut up. You'll never understand. You can't be a leader.
I might not be able to.
People let you lead them.
Oh, that's when you need to take the lead.
Okay, whatever, Dave.
Sometimes you got to take the lead by the horns.
This is great. Baby, we got to check out.
Okay, Paul Terry, ask another question.
Okay, so then when he gets the sand in his eyes, I guess sand must have crept up in the shelter and somehow he got sand in his eye.
Yeah,
and
it happens. I mean, it seems far-fetched, but honestly, it actually happens.
Well, sand's everywhere.
You get all kinds of crap in your eyes. So.
Yeah, so then, you know, his tribe mates really didn't believe him, and that kind of was sad to me because his eye was swollen and red. And I felt kind of bad for him at that point because when your eye is visibly swollen and red and, you know, your tribe mates don't have any empathy for you, you know, I felt sort of bad at that point. They just weren't giving him anything, you know. And even with everything that had gone on, I would have been at least trying to take care of him, you know, once he was injured. And nobody seemed to be helping him or doing anything for him. And apparently he had asked for medics, and the medics came. Jeff Probst and the medics arrived by boat, and they had him laid down. The medics looked at his eye, and they said there was nothing that they could do until they couldn't tell for sure, you know, how badly it was injured until they put this orange dye in. So they put the orange dye in, and at that point they could see that there was a couple of scratches on his cornea. And Jeff asked the medics if there was anything they could do for it out there without removing him from the game. And they said no, that he would have to be, you know, taken in and out of the game. He would have to be taken into a hospital. And so at that point, he was given the opportunity to say goodbye to his tribe mates, and he did so, and they took him in the boat and removed him from the game. And so we have seen the last of Shamar on Survivor Caramon, and I think that, you know, some of his tribe mates are happy as he's gone, although they'll miss his physical attributes.
Yeah, Shamar's tribe was real, I don't know, man. They were real hard to deal with. Where's our car? They were real bitter about the way that he acted, and then, you know, they retaliated by not helping him out in any way, shape, or form. So it was kind of difficult, man. He screwed them, so they pretty much said screw you, kind of.
Okay, here's a question. He wore contacts, right? Because him and Reynolds got into it in the water because Reynolds had the goggles, and he expected the goggles because he wore contacts or whatever. if you were contacted on the island, would they let you take solution, or would you have to go out and buy, you know, month-long contacts? Or
I think, I don't wear contacts, so I don't really want to answer that for, you know, production or whatever. I don't know what they do, but I'm pretty sure they do what they have to do to the absolutely necessities you need, but at the very minimum. So they try to keep it at a minimum.
Of three items, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Harry, if it's okay, I'd like to read. Bobby Mason was on Survivor, okay?
Yeah.
And he put a post on here today that I'd like to read because I didn't know it.
Sure.
He says, Shamar quit because of sand in his eye. I was once the angry, lazy black guy that slept all day,
at least
according to the producers. Of course, they never showed me working and didn't show that I tore a hamstring, dislocated a shoulder, and split my cornea, not sand in my eye. I actually split my cornea when a seashell bit got caught in it. I was looking through a kaleidoscope. I literally thought I was going to lose the eye. I couldn't walk. I could barely lift my arm and couldn't see. On top of that, something stung me and my face blew up and I looked like Hitch. When the med team came, they said, we'll look at your shoulder if you want, but if we decide you have to come out of the game, you have to come out. So I said, don't worry about it. It's back in the socket now anyways. They didn't show any of this, but they made sure to get plenty of shots of me sleeping. Prior to essentially just collapsing, I went out of my way to never get caught in the shelter by myself. Even fell asleep once standing up leaning on a tree just to avoid giving them the lazy footage. I told Sari to get me up if she ever saw me in the shelter sleeping alone, but there was no way around it. They were going to get that footage one way or the other, and they did. The point, editing is real. It's not nearly as bad as it was in the past, and Shamar is obviously not a victim of bad editing. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that he was just trying to be Captain Annoying so someone would take him deep. But I think the guy just had issues that he shouldn't have been allowed to go on the island with. I think the psychologists knew exactly what they were getting, and the producers knew exactly what they wanted, and that got some of it. But they just didn't anticipate that this big, tough guy would quit. Now, this guy went to Iraq twice to fight for us. I'm sure he's killed people and has had people trying to kill him, and he was with guys whose life was in his hands and his was in theirs. He has my infinite respect in that regard, and half of me wants to lay off of him just for that. Anyone that does that is not a P-U-blank-blank-Y, and is certainly not lazy in any meaningful sense. Survivor lazy is basically a meme. You can't even get on Survivor if you're really lazy in real life. And exhaustion out there is real. For a 300-pound guy, a few mouthfuls of rice, barely any water, and having to compete in the heat every few days is not easy. If you're in a real survivor situation and dying of thirst and your body's eating itself alive from starvation, you sit your butt down and wait for rescue. You don't go play tackle football on the beach or go run an obstacle course every 3 days. I was out of shape and around 2:30 when I got there, and dragging my butt around was nearly impossible sometimes. I couldn't believe it. I thought I could just tough it out, just mentally decide that I'm not going to be tired, that I'm simply not going to be exhausted. It's all mental. I've done some tough stuff before. I've ducked walked for an hour in karate and wrote my senior thesis in 4 days. Pulling back to back all-nighters, sneaking in maybe 8 hours of sleep the whole time. But it's not like an athlete pushing yourself to failure or like pulling an all-nighter in law school. I've never felt anything like that. It wasn't just I'm exhausted. It was that I might die out here if I'm not careful, literally. So I just want people that are bashing this guy to understand what he's describing in terms of being exhausted. That part is not lazy. That your body's shutting down to defend against starvation. True dehydration when you literally can't even pee. Try that sometimes. It takes about 2 days in the sun. Try that and then go for a jog or try to chop wood. You never encounter that in real life, no matter what kind of workout you do. Try going in your backyard and sleeping out there tomorrow night. It'll suck. Some of the toughest guys I know are from Survivor, guys like Bruce and Terry, a Hall of Fame caliber martial artist, fifth-degree black belt that broke the record for running the John Muir Trail in the mountains, and a D1 wrestler and Navy pilot. Terry's so tough, he almost beat me at fish chopping. No one almost beats me at fish chopping, but everyone will tell you it's one of the hardest things that they've ever done. And he goes on, and it's about, you know, don't don't knock it until you've been there. This is, you know, this guy's a big guy. And it's not like these little girls who barely eat as it is, you know?
Right, who barely have, you know, a cracker and a piece of cheese when they're home for a day.
Well, I just found that because I wanted everybody to hear what Brandon's saying.
Thank you. And I love you, Mama.
Honey, all survivors are just like you. And
Mary,
I
really appreciate you reading that post. That was so well written. Bobby has
because it didn't
a
show
great
what
way
all
to
he
write.
Went through himself, you know? And he did go through all that stuff, in which we've met survivors who come off the island and they've got these things, in parasites is what they call them, in their stomachs.
Right. Oh, my
Brandon,
gosh. We've
do you?
So many survivors that's come home with
yes,
parasites. That.
And you've got the parasites in your stomach?
Yes, ma'am. I can't eat hot food anymore. I do, but it'll put me in the hospital.
Yeah. Because it's something about
goodness.
Being on those islands, and that's what you hear from survivors.
Well, we've got somebody
on the
switchboard that would like to ask a question, if you wouldn't mind taking a caller.
Is that okay, Brandon?
What's up?
Got a caller.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's
I'm
do
just
it.
Letting you know, you might get cussed out if you start talking smack. Just saying.
I think he'll behave. Let's do this. Ben, thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you doing, Cherry, Paul, Dave and Mary, and
hi,
Brandon?
Hi,
Ben. What's up, girl?
Thought you was going to call in and be Tata there for a second.
No, I only do that on the Amazing Race nights.
Oh, you should have fooled Brandon.
No,
he'd have bought into it. He ain't all that smart.
He'd have figured it out.
Okay.
So how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too shabby at all. So I do have a couple of questions for you. I've actually got a couple of friends that have asked me a couple of questions to ask you should I run into you. And first and foremost, this is for Mariah. She wanted to know if you had any new tats. Did you get any new tats since the show?
Since the show, I've got some tribal of my arm, some Samoan tribal. It's a sleeve and American traditional rose, my wife's name for a ring on my marriage finger, if you would call that
cool.
A marriage finger. And then
cool.
I've got my wife's name really decorative on my shoulder. I've got four-leaf clover that's got flames surrounding it on my ankle.
Nice.
He gets tattoos more than he gets new underwear.
He got much more room.
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
What do you do when you run out of space, you know?
you run out of space. You enjoy the ones you got.
That's it. That's cool. Also, before I forget, that was well said about the troops. You put that quite well. And
thank you. I'm kind of a wordsmith. That's what I do.
I've heard that. I've heard that. So that's a good place to be. I was proud to see in an earlier preview you were talking about. I know you can't talk about future episodes, but. I was happy to see that you were talking about burning down the camp, you know, if they crossed all that. And, I've suggested that to a few survivors from time to time. And, I can't wait to see what happens. I can't. We saw the preview.
I am just hoping he burns down the shelter, guys, because if Brandon wants to be epic, then Brandon better burn down that shelter.
They would stop him before he
that
went.
That would be so awesome. I
want to
see him all eat pee-pee rice.
We saw the rice
you
going
guys,
over, so it's already heading to that
you
epic
guys
anyway.
Just got to wait and see. I mean, it's just wait and see.
Hey,
we'll have you back next week, okay?
We will.
Okay.
Well, how honored do you feel, I don't know if that's the right word I'm looking for, that we get the previews of next week and Jeff says every season there is one moment that no one will ever forget. sketch.
And then it shows those girls crying. It makes you wonder what does he do.
Nobody. Anytime that there's a handsome man on TV, no matter, and this is strictly pride speaking, I don't care what anybody has to say about it. Anytime that there's a handsome on TV, we're going to do something you'll never forget. It doesn't matter what show it is, where we're at. If we're on a radio, we're going to have confrontation. We care about what people say if it aligns with what we say. We're like that. That's just our character. And we love hard. How do you say that? We love hard. Well, we hate hard. And we fight hard. So that's just it. I mean, every single time we have the opportunity, we're going to show you what we're about. It's a pride thing. Honestly, we got too much pride.
No, it's okay, because I'm telling you, you know, they got the Kardashians. If they had the Hanses, Lord have mercy, TV would be rocking.
It would be the funniest show you've ever seen in your life. And
but yet it'd be a nightmare
really
every night.
I really don't doubt that that's not a possibility, honestly, guys. I mean, no, there's never been a family, ever. Name one who's been four family members who run on reality TV. And that's incredible. That's
okay, I can name it. Are you ready? Mama and Papa Paolo and their two sons. Amazing Race Family Edition, honey. I can name you quite a few.
Season
8.
Name people who matter.
Oh, okay. Well, Mama and Papa Paolo matter.
Oh, man.
They do. They're good people. I mean, they're not like troublemakers like you all are. But they are good people.
Who's talking about them?
But they don't have y'all's name. You know, I understand that.
I'm just throwing out legit stuff right now, Mama.
Okay, I'm giving you props. Yes, yes, yes. You, Willie, Russell, Sean, gotcha. I would produce you in a heartbeat, buddy.
And it's this good looking, you can't find it. It's
okay.
It's not possible. I'm sorry. This smile?
I know, but Willie and Russell ain't as cute as you and your daddy.
Nope.
Okay, so you can't put you all in the handsome category.
Actually, technically, Willie is pretty good looking.
He's kind of cute, but not
Russell's
like you and your daddy.
Russell, yeah, well, Russell's got some swagger to him.
Swagger, yeah. That's not handsomeness.
Russell looks like the bulldog.
Hey, Dean, you got other questions for him?
Oh, yeah.
I like your questions.
I like your questions, too.
I'm tired of hearing David's mouth.
Gotcha.
So please, ask him more questions.
What do you got, Ben?
All right, here's one for you. There is a thread somewhere on the Internet that has a lot of people saying they actually like you and they're rooting for you. Many of them saying they didn't root for you or like you in your first appearance.
This is what I have to say to that.
Yeah.
You got my fans. My fans from last season don't like me this season. My fans from this season don't like me last season. So this is what that should tell you. People fucking suck.
You got double the fans, but I was your fan on your first season. I really liked you.
Yeah, I'm just
now
that
I've gotten to know you in real life, I love you. So that's why I'm supporting you this year. But even though I would support you anyway because you're against Philip, and I think that's the whole antagonist in it all.
I think it's more on the first season. People might not have liked you as much. They felt more sorry for you, but they really like you this time because they see that you got the mean streak.
Because you got the hands in you. Okay, ask another one.
Yeah.
Why do you think I was crying half the time? Because I didn't want this hands to come out. Y'all pushed it out.
True.
Everybody pushed. Y'all didn't see that? Y'all didn't see me? People need to put two and two together. I was crying because I didn't want to be this person that I am on this season.
I see that.
I was emotionally distraught because my old nature happens to be my new nature now. Like, it's really simple, and people like to make it really difficult. And then they push and push and push until that shit comes out, and then they don't like it. It's retarded. It's the cause and effect. That's what happens. That's what breaks up marriages. It's what breaks up relationships between fathers and sons. It's human nature. And all history is doing is repeating itself constantly. But people are so fucking retarded. It doesn't take Nostradamus to do this kind of shit. It's just common sense. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, being asked you another question.
Some people don't have an abundance of common sense.
Ask him a good question.
That's true. Well, this is actually the finish up on the follow-up on the thread on the internet where more people are liking you than your first season, apparently. The second part of that was, do you find yourself meeting more fans on the street who are really fans now as opposed to the first time around when they were probably just, you know, coming to see you, you know, like going to the zoo to see a friggin' lion or a tiger or something? You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I never liked being compared to an animal. But I guess I'll be nice to you right now.
Being the great guy.
Well, what I mean is,
the great guy that I am.
What I mean is, like, in their first go around, people weren't as receptive to you as they are now. Do you find that you're meeting more fans that are like, yeah, you know, way to go, you're awesome and all that?
Yeah.
Or
I've got a lot of people. I've got a lot of younger, like younger crowded people that, you know, like the whole Wild and Peeing and Rice, and you know, the older I met one lady that she's an older woman that she even told me I'm not a fan of yours this season and all that stuff. Just really judgmental people that really deserve a nice, solid foot in the ass. So, you know, just people with real bad attitudes. I mean, guys, you got to realize it's a TV show. As much as I dislike Philip on TV, if I were to see Philip right now, I could have a conversation with the guy, and we could go out to eat and have fun and laugh, shake hands and hug at the end of the night. You got to realize it's TV. Some of the things that I say, it's kind of played up because it is a TV environment. It's all it is just real life, but on a bigger span of things. Because, all right, what if cameras were following you all day? You would kind of want to play to the cameras every once in a while. I mean, come on. It's pride. It's a pride thing. Everybody
and you've had
does
your
it.
Family and all of your comforts,
yeah.
You know, things taken away from you. You don't have your cell phone. You don't have your family. You don't have your pets.
You
don't have
anything
that you normally have in your real life with you. You've been thrown out there on an island with all these strangers. You know, it's a stressful situation to have cameras following you around, you know, 24/7. And so, obviously, you know, in a stressful situation, everybody acts, reacts differently to stress. And so, you know, you don't know sometimes, even yourself, how you're going to react to that kind of stress.
But kind of like on the same level Ben was talking, it's like, Brandon just went to Kohl's, guys, while he's on the phone with us.
While he's in there,
I'm thinking, you going to tell me people ain't running up to him crying? Oh, my God, it's Brandon.
Limeade.
Okay.
Can I get an ocean water one?
But you see what I mean? Because me and David was on TV. We'd just go to Walmart, and people would, like, they can't believe that we're there.
Right.
And he just went to Kohl's, and he's on TV right now. And I couldn't believe that we didn't hear these fans gumming up screaming, because me and David's been in airports in, like, North Carolina, and people come up crying at your feet.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes you get lucky and you don't you get in and out.
But not at that time we couldn't.
Not at that time we couldn't. But with him, he might live in a little smaller place, and they might know him.
Right. So moving on to the
Dr. Pepper
immunity challenge. What did you guys think about the immunity challenge?
You want mustard and onion all the way?
It sounds like the immunity food.
I'm going to say all the way.
Okay, and what else did you say?
Which one's the immunity?
This pitch is big.
That's what they did.
Yes,
yeah,
chicken basket.
That's when they had to run in, get the keys, knock the ball down, then throw.
Yeah, we've seen that one before.
Well, sort of.
I don't understand choosing Philip to throw the ball every time.
Because he can't swim apparently good.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Yeah, he's not a swimmer.
He's the only one there with special agent training. High aim.
Throw a ball?
Yeah, did you see him try to pitch? He didn't
actually,
know how to.
If you watch Philip throw the ball, you'll see that he turns his head to the side, looking away from the target. When he turns back, fires. It's the truest way to use the human's point and shoot technique. It's if you sit there and look at the target, you're going to miss half the time. If you let your mind, you'll see him. He'll turn and then he'll fire, and he hits. That's how he's doing it. That's training right there. That was a good choice to have him do that, I think.
You think so?
Well, I do. I don't think he knew how to throw it. He got lucky.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Guys, I'll tell you right now, it took him 45 minutes to do it. Good. I'm sorry. I was on the radio with... I'm kind of a celebrity, kind of a big deal. Do you watch The Bachelor?
The Bachelor?
Yeah. Okay, well, you should watch The Bachelor.
It's The Bachelor.
Oh, no?
Brandon.
I don't really watch TV.
You don't watch TV? You need it.
Ask her if she's heard of Survivor.
Oh, yeah, we watch her, too. Do you ever watch Survivor for your kids? Okay. Let's see what else was on. What about, have you ever seen Snooki and J-Well? Yeah. I was that guy in the back.
He's killed.
Oh my God!
Oh, Brandon.
That's awesome.
That guy way in the back.
I think he lives
killing me right now.
I bet she does that all the time too.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that happens.
I wonder how many people think, oh, I do remember you as The Bachelor. You were The Bachelor a couple episodes ago.
Oh, apparently our special guest has left us for a moment.
That's what I like about him. He's just, like, so real.
They gave him his limeade, and it was an ocean water.
Oh, just ocean
water.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. Mama, I love you.
So anyway,
so you said
the challenge was basically a remake that they've done before, but
yes,
I felt really bad for and now I'm going to have to see if I have it on my notes. The first girl, let me see here, that swam out and
me
and Sherry,
Sherry
smashes the tile, but the key doesn't drop. And she had to climb back up and hit it, you know, smash the tile again to get the key to release. And that put them behind.
I think that also happened with the guy with the long beard, like
Michael,
a duck.
Mike.
You
no.
Know, like what?
The one with glasses had to do it twice,
okay.
And it didn't show
it. It didn't show him doing it twice,
but when he
goes to hit his towel, half of it's gone.
Yeah, Matt's the one with the long hair.
Okay, Mike, the one that looks like Michael Scoopin.
Yeah,
with
that's,
glasses.
That's Michael, you're right.
Yeah, him. When he went to do it, it didn't show him doing it twice, but
no,
when he
Philip
did it.
Was already throwing, and it showed him jumping off. And half of his was already
gone
broken.
Before he even hit it.
So he's had to
so
do it
I think
twice.
He had to do it twice, too.
Did he, Brandon?
I don't remember.
He don't pay attention to them. They're not on his trap.
Right.
Yeah, but you'd have to
so, Brandon, why did you pick Philip to throw the ball?
I didn't pick him.
Every week, Philip is throwing.
Well, it's because it's
Philip
can he
can't
not
do
swim?
Anything else than
that's what I'm trying to say.
Common sense. I mean, would you want him running across pads?
And
can
swimming?
He swim?
He's probably not a good swimmer, is he, Brandon?
Okay.
He's like 100. What do you expect? There's no. I mean, realistically,
he's like 100. So you all choose him for the. Well, why don't you choose him to sit out some?
I don't choose nothing.
They can't because they got more people.
Oh, well, call Kenneth to sit out.
Well, yeah, but...
David, you be quiet. I'm tired of hearing you talk.
Hey, now.
Brandon, we've got somebody in our chat room that would like to know if you would do another Survivor if you were asked back, or if you would do a season with your Uncle Russell, or if you would do an Amazing Race season with your Uncle Russell. And he said that you and Russell are two of his favorite, top
wow.
favorite reality people of all time. That was coming from Kid Jackie in our chat room.
She's, I'm the best of the all time? What?
I couldn't
You and your Uncle Russell are some of her favorites of all times. She wants to know, some of his. He wants to know if you and Russell have ever thought about being on Survivor again, if
or,
you would do it again, first of all.
Or if y'all would run a race.
Or if you would do Survivor with Russell again, but with Russell. Or if you and Russell have ever thought about running the Amazing Race.
All of them, yes.
Yes to all of the above, huh?
There you go.
Wow.
Well, we're kind of reality whores, you know?
I am, but Mary won't let me do nothing no more. And I ain't allowed to do it without her.
Because he gets like a fool without me.
When they're going to see more fast food videos on Enhanced.
Yes,
and he says Enhanced rules.
Enhanced.
Wow. Brandon, you hear that?
He's getting food.
Dave, shut up. He's got to listen. He's a host of a show. Brandon.
What?
Listen, he says he loves Enhanced, and when are you going to do some more fast food on Enhanced?
That's why
I just have fast food out.
What'd you say?
Tell him I'm eating french fries. Leave me alone.
Tell him he's eating french fries right now, Cherry. And some
he's
kind of something limeade with ocean water in it.
He's hosting the Rad Reality Show, Survivor Caramon Roundtable Show, not eating french fries.
Oh, yeah. So tell him, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
When are you going to do more fast food videos on Enhanced, Brandon?
What?
When are you going to do more fast food videos on Enhanced?
I'm not.
Aww.
Can I have more bucks? No, I'm going to do other videos.
Other videos.
Well, maybe they seem to like your fast food ordering, you know? Hey, you see Ratchler? You see Snooki and whoever? I'm the one in the back.
What?
That's what you just said. Do you not even know what you said to those people?
Sometimes I just say it off the cuff, you know?
I can repeat to you what you said. You watch The Bachelor? You watch Survivor? Do your kids watch Survivor? Oh, you watch Snooki and whoever? Jow Wow or something like that? I don't watch
Jow Wow.
Jow Wow.
And she said, yeah. And you said, oh, I was the one in the back. And then she was so excited. Whatever. We're talking CBS Survivor.
And then she got your ocean water right.
I think she peed in it.
You right.
Oh, my goodness. This is out of control.
Hey, Ben, you got another question for him?
Yes.
I like your question, honey.
I don't want to answer any more questions from him. I ain't no damn zoo animal.
Hey, listen, Brandon, he's my really good friend. Brandon,
at least
you gotta treat him like family, buddy, because Ben's my man.
At least he did call you a panther.
Yeah, it's
yeah, no, I said a lion.
He could have called
said, you,
know, you a monkey or something.
Or a meerkat or something.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
or iguana, you know. At least he called you two big beasts.
I'm a beast.
Okay, then. Say thank you, Ben. Now, what question do you have for me?
I ain't gonna let him swallow it fry. He's getting choked.
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a question about you and Brenda. Seem like you're aligned now from the edit. Are you guys aligned, or is that just the edit? Brenda,
we've been aligned from the beginning. Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was just wondering about that. I like Brenda. I think Brenda's cool. So.
I do too, and I think that little tiny guy liked Brenda.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he definitely did.
He did,
yep.
It was cute.
Yeah, he let the blonde, he let the other ones come over, but he went back to Brenda.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was enjoying dancing with the girls. He definitely enjoyed that.
David likes Reynolds. David likes Reynolds.
I love Reynolds. I hope he wins it all.
You want to give him a blowjob too?
Oh! Let's not go there.
Yeah, we can't. It's radio.
Okay, Ben, ask him another question, sweetie.
What about the bug bites? We're not seeing a lot of bug bites on you guys this year. No bugs this year?
What?
Bugs. Usually the first 3 or 4 days, you guys come out of the woods and you're covered with bug bites. This year...
Oh, that's true.
I don't see any bug bites on anybody. I mean, I'm sure you got some, but did you think... What do you think? Last time, did you get more bug bites than this time?
Well, I'm kind of half Mexican, so we don't get bug bites.
Ah,
are you really going to say that?
I'm just saying.
No, seriously, is there not bugs on Karamoa?
Yeah, there's zero bugs. That is one no-bugless place.
Are you just saying that because I said that?
Let me ask you a question about Cocker. How has his lobster bite sunburn got better without
it? It ain't better, David. He's peeling. Shut up.
Yeah, but he's peeling, but he's still in the sun. How's he getting better without any
Cochran was worthless. He is a worthless survivor player.
After that last comment, I'm going to take one quick little 10-second break here and do this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
That's pretty awesome.
That.
Brandon, that's pretty
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Brandon got the disclaimer, please.
It said the view of the people on this show is not really the view of the hosts of this show. So, they got to save their butt because, you know, we got to get Cochran at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So
Brandon, I want to know, that seat that Brandon's, or not, that Cochran sits in sometimes when he's doing his testimonials, that sort of looks like a throne. Is that real?
What has he done? Name one thing he's done. One thing. Name it.
He don't
have
to.
I just want
to
know if that throne was real or if that was set up by
production
stuntmasters out there.
Nobody. It was just a rock that looked like a throne. Don't read into it that much.
Okay, so it's really there, Terry.
It is, and if you notice...
He has a sore spot against Philip.
No, that is where Philip... That is where Philip was... When Philip was sitting in a water, he was sitting in a water beside of that rock. Cochran was up in the rock.
Okay. I think he's jealous of Cochran. Don't bring up Cochran. Brandon, I love you.
Go, Cochran. Two for me, huevos.
Hey, David. Guess what?
What?
You're gay.
No, you would be.
All right, now, guys. All right.
Ben,
all
you
right,
got some more
right.
questions, because I'll make him answer them.
So
yeah.
Now they've gone through the immunity challenge, and let's see where we're at here. let's just go on to the tribal. First of all, before they go to tribal, Matt and Michael go and talk. I thought it was interesting that Matt told Reynolds that he was going to vote for Laura and that if he felt threatened, then he should go ahead and play his idol. I thought that...
Matt's the one that looks like Duck Dynasty, right?
Right.
Okay. He's played both parts of the tribe for... You know, haven't you seen that?
Well, he kind of has to because he's the odd... You know...
Him and Michael is the
odd. Him and Michael are the two guys that are outside the alliance. And they really don't have any option but playing sort of both sides because they're left out.
But now they're sitting pretty because they got Reynolds and that other guy. I don't even know his name.
Well, everybody voted her out, though.
I know.
Carrie, did that not shock you?
It did kind of shock me that everybody voted for her.
That did me, too.
I'm believing that's one of them tribals that Jeff has talked and like, changed their minds.
When... when Jeff asked about Shamar leaving, you know, he wanted to find out about the dynamic of Shamar being gone. Then the topic comes up about the strong alliance of five and the two strongest guys being on the outside of that five-person alliance.
Right.
And they discussed that, you know, at length at the tribal council. And I think it sort of brought out some interesting, you know, comments. And Jeff is the pro at bringing all that out at tribal. I don't think anybody could do it as well as Jeff Probst. He will dig and dig at, you know, asking those questions until he gets all the information out that he wants to. And he got some pretty good information there at Tribal tonight about the dynamic of that tribe and what's going on within it. And then when everybody voted to get Laura out. So I did find that pretty interesting. And then
I was shocked.
Yeah, I was too.
I thought guys only, you know, the two guys on the outs, Reynolds and the other guy, and then the Duck Dynasty guy and Mike. I thought that those four voted for her, and then it shows everybody's votes, and I'm like,
David. That Sherry and the other girl, whenever they were approached, they kind of knew that Laura, that she was going to get voted out, so it was easier just to maybe stick with the tribe for now. But it's hard telling because, I mean, Brandon will tell you, a lot of times them trials are 2, 3, 4 hours, and we've had a lot of survivors tell us, it wasn't going down that way, but at tribal, it changed.
Right.
So that's me just thinking Jeff has gotten their head or whatever.
Well, I think it's pretty smart of him to do that because if they want to win, they got rid of the week.
Here's the thing. They looked at that group of five or six, looked at Shamar as being a physical attribute in challenges, and they just lost him. And then they lost a challenge. So I think they were starting to think we need to keep some strong players, and that's why they changed their mind. And they would still, even after getting rid of Laura, they would still have the numbers. So I think that played into how they voted.
And then after Laura left, we see the previews for next week.
Brandon, listen, get your ears up, buddy, because this is all about you, and that's what you
like. I'm listening. I've got you. I'm tuned in. I
want you to hear.
And the previews for next week show somebody we all know and love.
Yep.
Pouring rice out.
Pouring the rice out.
And say, you want to vote me out, I'll make you vote me out.
And looks like he's trying to go after somebody.
But they don't show us who it is.
No, but they show us three girls scared to death to move.
Yeah. Cry me a river, David. Cry me a river.
So it was girls scared.
I can't wait to see what happens next week.
It was girls scared, like I can't scare a guy.
Well, I'm saying the girls are scared. That means you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing besides pouring rice out.
I think he should be doing it.
I'm all for it, too.
Brandon, I'm saying if you don't burn down that shelter next week, then I'm not going to be your friend no more.
I will think about it.
Okay. I bet you don't. I bet you're a wussy like that.
No, I bet production would stop him.
Because if you really had a hand in you, you'd have burned down that shelter.
If he really done the rice, and if he... I think he should have peed on it, but I don't think he went that far.
I think he did.
But I think production would have stopped him from burning the hut.
You guys just got to stay tuned. Y'all know my character. If I want to pee in rice, I'll pee in rice. If I want to burn something, I'll burn something.
Well, I want you to burn the shelter down because I want it to be epic.
I do, too.
We will find out.
What in the world would they do if they
just trust what Jeff says. If he says you'll never forget it, you'll never forget it. So
we'll see.
They give it quite, you know, an epic
build up.
Build up, exactly, Paul. So when they do that, we know. I mean, they don't often give a show that kind of build up. Just, you know, to say, you know,
well,
there's a moment
see, Brandon,
like
next
this.
Next week we could be looking at you like, wow, Brandon,
no,
Russell should be kissing your feet.
They've been building this up since the first episode, and then the second episode it showed it. And then the next two episodes, if we was all smart, we would have known that they didn't lose. But now next week, I'm pretty sure they lose because somebody goes off.
Well, no, because he says, you want to vote me out, you can't vote somebody out unless you lose.
Well, that, but, I mean,
all
that,
right.
The 2 weeks
guys,
before
y'all
that.
Are, look, y'all
I know
are,
everything, Brandon.
Y'all sound like some conspiracy theorists. It is. Y'all are, like, so off, it's awesome.
Uh-uh, no way. No way do you go off on all them people for nothing. You think that you're threatened because you're going to be voted out, so you just do everything to go crazy. You'd be, I mean, I'm telling you, you'd be the stupidest person on earth if you were safe. If you were safe and did all this stuff, then I will call you stupid next week.
Well, I want to ask all three of you, right now, right here, right now, on air.
Okay.
Will all three of you please call in to our show next week?
If Brandon will let me.
David, you're grounded from me.
Brandon, can I call in with you next week?
Yes,
I won't let
ma'am.
David hit on you.
You can call in on me, and David can call and talk to his girlfriend, Reynolds, and me and you can have a date on this forever.
Okay, on that note, will you get me Reynolds' number, please?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so
no,
I do have clarification that, Brandon, you will call back in next week. And
yes,
we will be able to talk to you after next week's episode because I can't wait to see what happens next week. And I really want to be able to talk with you after next week's episode.
Brandon, are you sure you can do next week? Like you're not going to be in New York or something?
No, I may be somewhere, but I can do it. I promise you.
Okay.
He'll be out on a boat.
I'm off for a little bit. I'm taking a little break.
Okay.
Spending some
awesome.
Money.
Well, I can't
I know
wait
spending
to have
money.
You on
that's
show
what's making me think he might win, Terry. Listen,
yeah.
He just
well,
told us
he might win.
Screen TV. He got a $2,000 custom made craft bed plus a big old pillow top mattress. He's got to be in some money.
Well, honey, he's got a good job.
I work on the water for a living. I make retarded money either way.
Okay, but I'm thinking, you might got some money.
No.
Okay, Brandon, I need a new
we
bed.
We won't know until the end of Survivor, but I definitely want him to come back after next week because
I will
whatever
next
happens
week, okay?
Next week has got to be epic, and I want to have Brandon back on the show so we can talk to him about whatever happens next week on Survivor Caramon. Because it looks like it's going to be an awesome episode. And we're going to see some
he might make
come out.
Look like a kitty cat, mightn't he? That'd be so cool.
Never.
Yeah.
He's still trying to wear Russell's pants.
David.
Hey, David.
Oh.
So I'm really glad to hear that you'll join us again next week, Brandon. Thank you so very much for coming on tonight. It's been a blast. We've enjoyed having you, as we always do.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you want to promote?
I'm going to make love here in about 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be rough and nasty.
It better not be too rough. She's pretty pregnant right
eight
now.
Months, eight
they
months.
Are in, they are in a fetal sack, so that's fine.
Oh, my God.
Don't
and
make it come early.
No. All right, that's pretty much it.
Oh, you
all
don't
right,
want to,
well,
like, say enhanced?
Come get you some enhanced. Boom.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, thank you again, Brandon, so much for joining us tonight. We have enjoyed it, as we always do. You are one of our favorite survivors to have on the show. It's always a blast when you come on. We never know what you're going to say, but we always know you're going to be epic. So
okay.
We can't wait to have you on next week and find out what happens on next week's episode.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We've got your promise that you'll be back with us next week. So
I promise.
Thank you again.
Love you, Brandon. Talk to you soon.
Love you too. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Love you, Brandon.
David, you suck. Bye.
Barry and David, thank you again so much for doing this for us. We appreciate it more than you know.
It's okay. We loved it. It's awesome.
Well,
and tell Ben thank you, because I love Ben to death. I won't
like
let Brandon
just
hurt
him. He's still on with us.
So, Brandon, yeah, thank you.
Ben, don't
thank
worry about
you,
it. I won't let Brandon hurt you, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
And
yeah.
Thank you for reading Bobby Mason's post. I really enjoyed hearing that. That was
I saw that today, and I thought, you know, you never know unless they show what happens on the island, and he was hurt himself, you know, but yet he gives mad props. And I'm not somebody who's going to bring.
We loved him too, Bobby. He was a real person too.
Yeah, and he writes so well. That was so well written. That really
touched
my heart.
But there's a lot more to it, like probably 1,000 extra words that I didn't have time to read. You know, just go on Bobby Mason on Facebook and read the whole thing. It's pretty amazing.
But we do got to let Brandon off here.
Gone.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to let y'all go, and we enjoyed it. Can't wait to talk to you next week. And can't wait for sure to see the show.
Absolutely. It looks like it's going to be so exciting. I can't wait.
So I love you.
Again. Love you, bunches.
Gary, we love you and hope you're building your life okay, okay?
All right.
I
wish we had four-way. We'd get Chris to call in, too.
Oh, my gosh, that would be a blast.
Yeah, well, two Survivor winners. Oh,
maybe he could call in. You know,
yeah,
because
that's what I'll get him to call in, okay?
Okay,
cool.
That was great. Give the kids a hug for us. Thank you again so much for calling in. You have
thank
a great
you
week.
All.
We'll talk
can't
to you
wait
next
to next
Thursday.
Week. It's going to be epic for us, too, okay?
All right.
Yep.
We'll talk to you then.
Good night,
bye-bye,
guys.
Bye.
Good night, hon.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Wow. What a show.
Hey, on a separate note, we were talking earlier, Ben, about tattoos, and speaking of tattoos, somebody was getting a birthday tattoo today because tomorrow is Lydia's 28th birthday.
Oh,
happy
cool.
Birthday,
good looking
Lydia.
Out. Good looking out. I'll have to go wish her a happy birthday. We love Lydia on the Rad Reality Show.
Absolutely.
She is awesome.
She's
a doll. Awesome. It was funny, I was actually just, I had left a comment on Sugar's page because Sugar's birthday was a few weeks back, and she had Lydia at her party, so that was pretty cool to see, you know.
You know, I lost so much in the fire from Sugar. I had a whole Survivor package that I had won in Vegas, and I had tights of hers that she'd autographed for me, and four different autographed photos of Sugar and lost those all in the fire. And
she's going to get
plus brand new Survivor buff that was still on the cardboard.
Oh, God.
And I mean, all of that burnt up. It just breaks my heart. You know, there's so much that I lost, you know. There's been so many people that have so graciously sent me things since the fire, and I want to say thank you to everyone. Some of them have done so anonymously, so I don't even know who to thank. So this coming Monday, on the Manic Monday show, I want to say thank you to those who have sent me things since my fire. So anyone who called in on that first show after my fire, anyone who has sent me something since then, I want you all to call in on the Manic Monday show this coming Monday so that I can say thank you back. It's something that I want to do from my heart. So if you were part of that first show that I believe Paul and Michelle put together and Leah, please call back in this coming Monday so that I can say thank you. So many people have been so kind, and it will do me good to be able to say thank you. And that's what I want this show to be about on Monday, is me being able to say thank you back. It will do me a lot of good to be able to just appreciate everyone that's been there for me and been there for my husband, Rich, and has, you know, sort of tried to help me get my collection started back up. And like I said, some of these people have done, they bought things from the Reality Rally auction and sent them to me anonymously. And some of the people, I can't even, I don't even know who to say thank you to. So if you were one of those anonymous people, please call in and let me say thank you. And I guess that's about all I have to say about that. But I do want to say that I appreciate everyone for everything they've done. Paul, you've done so, so much. And my husband and I have thought about some things that we're going to do for you.
No.
Well, you can't stop us, so. it's not a lot, but we have something in mind that is just a little token of our appreciation. But, you know, we can't do anything real big right at the moment, but we've thought about a few small tokens of appreciation that we can send your way. And
I can't be token anything. I'm clean and sober now. Don't.
So there's just been so many people who have been so wonderful, and as awful as this experience has been, we have certainly seen the graciousness and the goodness in so many people's hearts. And it's been amazing to be on this end of things and see how, you know, wonderful people can be in your time of need. And there has been so many wonderful people out there willing to help us in so many ways. And I just can't say thank you enough. So, what a show tonight. Man, I tell you, we never know what Brandon's going to say. And I can't wait to see what he does on Survivor next week, because they gave it a build up like it's going to be
epic.
One of those survivors that we will never forget.
No doubt.
So, and then we get to talk to him the very next night. So I'm sure that Rad Reality Show is going to be epic as well.
You may have to put an R rating on when you have it.
No doubt.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't wait. I mean, to give away the rice spilling, I mean, that in itself is epic. You know? There goes your rice. Good luck. Good luck. Nobody else has done that, have they?
I don't think so. What was the girl's name, the lady's name that dumped out the water right before she left a few
days ago? Oh, Jane.
Jane, yeah. She dumped out the water, but not the rice.
And Nayonga stole the rice, but didn't she eventually give it back? Or they?
Yeah, I think she gave it back.
Yeah, she didn't really steal it. She just hid it, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's the only other rice episode I can think of. So, what episode did the camp actually burn? There was one episode, I don't think they meant to do it, but they left something on the fire to dry out or something, and they got back.
They came back from a challenge or something. Wasn't that also the same season they got, some of their camps got flooded out from a downpour?
Might have been.
I remember it burning down, but I don't remember which season it was.
Yeah, we got to work on that, figure that out. We got to figure that out. Just in case Brandon does actually burn it down, we should have some of the previous survivee, where their camp burned down on to talk about, you know, because theirs was probably an accident, you know, where
Brandon's, if he goes off, it's just going to be an epic maelstrom of chaos, you know, so, for lack of a better term, you know.
It's one of those crazy shows I can't wait to see, so.
And it's funny because they all seem to be getting along so good last night, you know?
Yeah, I mean, something has to definitely set him off, and wow, I mean, he looks like he was set off big time.
Big time.
And when you, like you say, when you're pouring out, you know, all that they have to live on, that's
epic.
Yeah, that's...
And that's just in the spoiler, the teaser, you know? That's just in the teaser.
Right.
So, that's, I mean...
Who knows what they're not showing us yet, so...
Exactly.
It's going to be big. Whatever happens, it's going to be big.
Maybe he'll find Philip's underwear and hide them on him.
Bury them like last time.
Yeah, I know. Who did that? It was a girl, right?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, that was a riot.
That was pretty awesome.
So, who knows what's going to happen, but I'm just so grateful that we can have Brandon back here the following night to talk about it, and
yeah.
I'm sure we'll have a few laughs.
No doubt.
I think you'll have to play the disclaimer a little bit earlier.
We'll be playing the disclaimer right after the intro.
Yeah, maybe it's three or four times during the show, too.
Exactly.
We might even
say that this will be an R-rated show in the promo of the show.
Yeah. I think Brandon will like that anyways, you know. So very few guests get the R rating, you know.
So thank you all so much for being here with us tonight. It's been a blast. I want to make sure that everyone remembers to join us here on Sunday night for Luis Trovato and our amazing race, Second Pit Stop show. That is always a fun show. Luis Trovato recaps the amazing race just hours after it's aired on CBS. And you just can't find anybody to recap the amazing race better than Luis Trovato. He takes notes and recaps that show verbatim, and then he includes his own experience in there and lets you know what could be happening behind the scenes and how things work on the show, and you really get a feel for what the amazing race is like when Louis recaps the show with us. I just love it. So make sure that you join us here at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific Time for TAR's Second Pit Stop show just hours after The Amazing Race airs on CBS. And then on Monday, it's back to the Manic Monday show with the Portuguese Princess, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. And that airs at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And this Monday, as I mentioned, I will be saying thank you to everyone who has helped me so graciously and kindly after my home burned. So everyone who has sent me things and helped me in so many ways, please call in. You called in for the first show that was dedicated, set up by Paul and Michelle and Leah. Please call back in for this next show so that I have the opportunity to say thank you. And I'll update everybody on where things are at and what's going on and that kind of thing. But I do want to say thank you.
And also, I mean, this is four shows and five nights. I'm kind of, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of shows. If you missed being with us last night and it was... It was not a normal night for us. So people, you know, doing a Wednesday night show is not normal. But let me tell you, it was so much fun having Jay Holland Moore on from the Joe Schmo show. And then we even, little teaser here, we even brought up his experience when he worked for Big Brother, because we're such Big Brother fans here. And he just loved talking about his experience on that show, and he shared some tidbits that were like wow moments.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's not give it all
and
away. Let's have
he,
people go back
he,
and listen to the show. He actually developed some things that would amaze you. So
he was involved in season two, which was quite a transformational season of Big Brother, and he shared some I know what you're teasing about, but he also shared some inside info about some of the players and talked about 9/11 and all that stuff. And it was just, in addition to talking Joe Schmo, I just had a great time, Sherry, with that show. And I did post the link on the Rad Reality Show group page to listen to that. So when you have time, you might enjoy listening to that show.
Cool. Yes, absolutely. That is one of my all-time favorite interviews since I've been doing this show. I tell you what, I was so honored to be able to talk to him for an hour and a half last night. What a great guy, so down to earth, so willing to talk about everything he's done, willing to share with us so much about the Joe Schmo Show and everything else he's done in his career. Just a really, really fun guy to talk to. And I was just so honored to have him on the show. That was just such a highlight for me. He was just amazing. So if you missed last night's show, you've got to go back and listen to that show. It was just one of the most fun shows we've ever had, as far as talking to the executive producer of a show that the finale had wrapped up the night before.
Wow.
And the next night he's here on the Rad Reality Show with us talking about the entire season, talking about, as Paul said, you know, him being with Big Brother. He's done Pros and Joes. He's done The Bachelor. He's done some of the Comedy Central's roast. He did Comedy Central's roast of Roseanne, Comedy Central's roast of Charlie Sheen. He's done some really big shows. So,
he didn't have anything to do with the Glass House, but Michael Doyle, I think, asked him.
No, that was me that asked him about if he watched the Glass House.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Give credit where credit is due. I love that somebody asked that, because he even piped in about his thoughts about the Glass House. I mean, it was a really – this is an executive producer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so – he was just – I felt like he was just a friend chatting with us. He
right.
was so nice.
So accommodating and so nice to talk to. So make sure that you go back and listen to that show. You will enjoy it, I promise.
Cool.
So with that, I think we're going to wrap this one up. Again, thank you all for being here with us, sharing your time with us. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to close it out with Ron, as I always do. You guys take care. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to turn your clocks up for daylight savings time this weekend.
That's right.
Yay.
That's right.
I'm so glad we're getting closer and closer to spring.
Yeah. meanwhile, I'm returning to my regularly scheduled blizzard at this point. So.
Oh, no.
Have fun, guys. I'll hope to see you Sunday night.
Okay. Ben, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
We do appreciate it. Enjoyed all of your questions that you had tonight.
Thank you, thank you. Well, you guys have a wonderful weekend. And I will, like I say, if we have power, I'll be there Sunday.
Okay. Well,
good night, guys.
We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Paul, do you have anything left? Paul?
Sorry. I'm not going to tell. Yeah, no. No, I have nothing left. I will see you all Sunday night.
Okay. I'm going to close it out with Ron, as I always do. Take care. Be kind to each other. Here we go with Ron.
Tonight was a great show. And
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song for you. We were alone, I was singing this song. Singing this song for you.
So, thank you guys. Love you.
Love you, Ron. Miss you so much. Love all you guys out there in our listening land. Thank you all for sharing your time and being with us. Again, be kind to each other. Take care and God bless. Good night.